Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of pushback for this 201 Ellicott development site. Can you talk a little bit about it and your reaction to their reaction?
I wouldn't say a lot. I would say that there was some, and that's to be expected, as it is with almost any development project that moves forward. A lot of the issues that have been raised have been thoroughly studied, and we feel confident that both with the project itself and with subsequent actions that we may be taking, all of those concerns are going to be addressed.
Okay, parking is a major concern, specifically for this site, as between 300 and 400 spots are being taken away due to the development. Can you talk about those concerns and how the city plans on alleviating some of that?
So we have done an analysis of the parking, and within a couple of blocks at the site, there's over 2,500 parking spaces already. And that's just a couple blocks. That doesn't take into account all the other modes of transportation that people take to get to work or to get to downtown generally. So that has been studied, and again, in the work that we've done, most of that will be absorbed into existing spaces that exist in the downtown area. So there might not be that site, but there are other sites that are available. That was something that with the developer, we pushed very hard to make sure that they did a lot of outreach to the individuals that are parking there. There are a number of people from the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority, M&T Bank. So we have been in dialogue with them about that. This is a 24-hour demand, of course. At night, there's certainly substantial parking in and around the area, so that's really not a question. So we will, in the future, and we have already adding 700 on-street parking spaces in the downtown area. We have sought to address this through technology with Buffalo Roam and making it easier for people to park in downtown, but not only making it easier, but making it less expensive as people are able to use the app to pay for just 15 minutes at this point in time where they didn't have those options in the past, and make it more convenient for them. And we are continuing a dialogue with a number of individuals about what further actions we can take to improve the experience overall.
Generally speaking, not just about 201 Ellicott, but as the city as a whole, as development and the resurgence continues, some developers are concerned that there won't be parking left as the city continues to be developed. Is this a concern by the administration, or do you think those concerns are overblown?
So we'll always be at the table to address those concerns. There's no question about that. But all options really need to be on the table. I think a lot of what we've done in terms of transportation in downtown spoke to a downtown that existed 15 years ago, which was not as vibrant and did not have as much energy as it does today. So we have to explore all options for people. We have over 2,000 units in the downtown area, residential units, that didn't exist. So you have more than one person living in most of those units. So we have 3,000 to 4,000 more people living in the downtown area. So that changes the parking and transportation demands completely, and something that we need to take into account. What drives us still to this day is an initiative that was engaged the community years ago called the Queen City Hub, where the number one concern and what people wanted to see was a vibrant downtown that was 24/7. And there's a balance that goes into achieving that between parking and development. And we will get, it's a constant dialogue. It's very iterative, and we will continue to be at the table to have that conversation. But we are looking to move forward with achieving even more vibrancy in the downtown area.
Has been, I don't want to say talk, but there have been people who have suggested the idea of parking ramps. Is that something the city has looked into?
Sure. Parking ramps has been a discussion with a number of various parties in downtown, in particular the concept of a public-private partnership for a parking ramp. the concern there and the push there is parking ramps are extremely expensive. And the question is, are there more efficient ways and less expensive ways that we can achieve the same outcome? And again, in addition, if we're investing $1.5 to $2 million a year in debt service, is there another way that we can spend $1.5 to $2 million a year in transportation services, collaborating with the NFTA or developing a shuttle service or things of that nature, which are less expensive for taxpayers in the city of Buffalo at the end of the day? And a number of these factors were identified in the Buffalo Place Access and Mobility Study, and they looked to solve the problem by addressing 200 parking spaces in 5 or 6 different categories, which again, at the end of the day, could be more efficient and more effective for the taxpayer, and again, achieve that goal of vibrancy that we seek for the downtown area.
Anything else you like that?
No, I don't think that's it. Is that good? Thanks, Brandon.
Can you just off camera, just as background? Well, as far as recording this as part of the interview, but just as background so he has it, can you just, with the ramp, how much that would cost, how the city just created 700 spots.
Yeah, so we talked about the 700 spots, though. You're looking at about $30,000 at parking space. So if you're talking about a thousand car parking ramp, you're talking about $30 million that we got to figure out how to solve that problem. So it's not an insignificant cost in any way, shape, or form.
So just the just to clarify, so the 700 spaces you guys created earlier this year,
those are on-street parking spaces.
Right. That cost how much?
That didn't cost very much at all, because what we took advantage of was existing curb space, which was underutilized. So there was a comprehensive survey that was done at downtown, and we said, where can we convert these underutilized curbside spaces into parking spaces so people can park more? And there were a number of those that were in fact created around the 201 Ellicott site as well.
And you said, so that was 700 spaces.
That was about 700 spaces.
And you said a thousand car
ramp. So that's just a rough, about $30 million.
About $30 million.
So it's incredibly significant. So that is, at this point, I don't even think we've invested that full amount of money in car sharing Main Street. So you look at where you're spending your money and what's going to get more return for the community at the end of the day. And again, this is not to dismiss parking in any way, shape, or form. It's very important. We want to make sure it's addressed. But we have to go through the full exercise to figure out what's the best way to invest the limited resources that we have that with the greatest return for the community overall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.